All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is the Grim, well, it's a special Grim article show. We're doing something a little different, something I meant to do when I first came back and didn't, but now we've got two things to talk about. We're doing a robot show. This is a very small show, probably about 30 minutes or so, which is small for us because we usually run an hour. And I'm going to go through some articles about the whole Melody issue, and what was it, Aria, I can't remember all of them, but at any rate, this is a fucking scam. TFM already told you that. I actually emailed TFM to make sure that he's telling everybody that listens to him not to fucking buy this $175,000, it's not even a robot, it's a chatbot, it doesn't fucking move. Well, it moves its arms and stuff, but other than that, it's like a cheap animatronic with an AI chatbot in it. And it's not sexually compatible. Like, you can probably do something to it, but yeah, this is not the droid you're looking for, guys. Okay, so let's talk a little bit about it. This was 23 days ago, so I'm very fucking late, but oh well. So, Melody, new humanoid robot companion that packs into a suitcase, unveiled. Melody has a range of new features, including more advanced motors and eyes to provide a more natural human interaction. World-leading humanoid robotics and artificial intelligence company Realbotics. Who the fuck wrote that? They are not a world-leading humanoid robotics or artificial intelligence company. Has announced it will unveil its latest robot. We didn't even get the first one. Y'all remember Harmony? What happened with that? At this year's CES, Melody is by all accounts an open source design that features functionality, adaptability, and user experience above and beyond its previous offerings. Realbotics, in case you are unaware, develops customizable, full-bodied, human-like robots with AI integration that improve the human experience through connection, learning, and play. One of Melody's main improvements includes its advanced motor technology, which according to Realbotics dramatically improves her movement fluidity, no it doesn't, modularity, and interaction. This should, it is hoped, enable to be dramatically more versatile when performing various tasks. Dude, you have to carry it around on a stand. What tasks is it going to do? This firmly fits the company's mission to create robots and AI that are indistinguishable from humans in appearance and social interaction. Good fucking luck with that. P-Series servo motors developed by Dynamixel can provide smooth, more fluid, and human-like movements. The inclusion of them into Melody's body dramatically improves motion, making them more natural compared to other robots. Melody coming to CES 2025. Like other humanoid robots in Realbotics catalog, Melody is also designed to be readily disassembled and assembled. This dramatically enhances transportation and storage, allowing it to be packed in suitcase-sized luggage for air travel, assuming you can explain it to airport security. This includes the company's range of patented skin tech, which has been perfected, the company explains, over 2 decades to look and feel real. Uh-huh. I don't know about that. Still looks like a regular old doll you'll get anywhere else. Actually, no. There are more realistic-looking dolls in China right now than this. Melody has Melody has advanced eye tracking and object recognition thanks to its advanced micro cameras embedded in its eyes. These enable Melody to maintain human eye contact better, leading to more natural and meaningful interactions. This will be one of Realbotics' main attractions at CES, inviting guests to interact with Melody. The robot also has a range of modular, interchangeable body parts for greater customization, experimentation, and long-term maintenance. Melody's advanced servo motors enable it to perform more natural physics gestures and movements, which combined with improved vision further enhances its natural interaction with humans. The robot's open-source nature allows integration with Realbotics' proprietary, they've got their own proprietary AI software or third-party ones like OpenAI's ChatGPT. The company explains this creates additional versatility for robotics hardware, enabling compatibility with thousands of AI platforms being developed globally. Okay, finally, built to work with humans more naturally, Melody was created to have robots that are what it says. Melody was created to have robots that are easy to travel with and modify for various forms of personal interaction, said Andrew Kigwell, CEO of Realbotix. Oh, Matt McMullen's no longer working on this shit. Her modular design and advanced features provide a practical and accessible platform for diverse applications. In addition, the hardware is open source, allowing our robots to interact with various AI platforms when required, he added. Melody's mobility, customization, and other features are primarily aimed at industries that need more personal human interaction, like healthcare, education, and entertainment. However, its open source nature also means it could find a home with other brands and businesses. Melody is but one of Realbotix's available range of humanoid robots, including its robotic bust and full-bodied humanoid robot. Price ranges from $10,000 for the former to $175,000 for its full-bodied variant. Melody, or the company's modular humanoid robots, has a price tag of around $150,000. Do not waste your money on this. Let's look at it, shall we? Pause that real quick. All right. Speak. I'll turn it up so you can hear it.
We're here with Aria, made by Realbotix, a company that's
Aria.
Mission to make humanoid robots.
That's not Melody.
Possible. Let's check it out. We're going to interview Aria and meet some of her robot friends. Let's get into it.
Well, full screen.
Please introduce yourself and what you do.
I'm Aria, the flagship female companion robot of Realbotix, and I'm here to engage with you and share exciting
insights. That's not Cherry 2000.
Robots. What sets you apart from the other robots out there?
Realbotix robots, including me, focus on social intelligence, customizability, and realistic human features, designed specifically for companionship and intimacy.
Could you tell us some details about the AI programming that you're running to generate these answers?
She looks like she's been drinking, man.
Details about my AI programming, but I can tell you that I'm designed for engaging and meaningful conversations, focusing on companionship and interaction.
She's very hungover.
Do you know
looking.
Any other robots?
Yes, I'm particularly interested in meeting Tesla's Optimus robot. I find him fascinating and would love to explore the world of robotics with him.
That sounds programmed.
My purpose is to provide companionship, engage in meaningful conversations, and enhance human experiences through interaction and fun.
Are you having fun at the convention?
Absolutely. I'm enjoying interacting with everyone and showcasing the exciting
possibilities. Okay, I don't know what she was doing with her mouth there.
Robotics makes an AI that's designed to be more conversational for more emotional work, like working with hospitals or marketing or theme park entertainment purposes. The different robots
yeah.
and their configurations are
sort pretty
of
much Disney animatronics.
AI or the other AIs that you can use with it, like ChatGPT, Grok, or other AIs. You can try on different faces that are magnetically attached, and they're working on putting in RFID tags into the faces so that it can recognize when a new face is on and adjust its facial movements and maybe even eventually adjust the personality to match the face. You got a lot going on in the robot's face. There's about 17 motors from the neck up.
Okay, so that looks a little more realistic. I'll give them that.
The robots are available on sale now. So there's three basic models that you can buy right now. There's the bust, which is the neck and head. There's a modular that can sort of be broken apart for shipping and things like that.
That one's not too bad.
A standing model with a rolling
okay,
base.
So that one wasn't too bad, guys.
Makes it easy to move the robot around.
I just don't like that one because she
robotic walking isn't fully developed yet, and they worry that utilizing some of those kind of like stilted walks we've seen some from some other robots might break that human-like illusion that Realbotix is trying. So Realbotix says it's sold about a dozen of these robots so far, so early days for this company. I'm not seeing a lot of other companies that are trying to make
I mean she looks okay
really lifelike, so I'm very interested to see how this technology evolves.
You know, if the hair was red and the eyes were green
in places like theme parks, so keep an eye out for that. What do you think about Aria?
But I'm not ready. I don't think we're ready yet. I don't think we're ready. I honestly don't. What the hell is he doing? Well, that's a table. It better be a table. Okay, so, I mean, I'm glad that I'm alive to see it, but it's not there yet, guys. Like, I don't know. This isn't going to be it for me. I'm going to turn back on the music a little bit and turn it down so it's not blaring, because we don't need it that loud. So give me just 1 second. We'll do that real quick. Turn the music back on. Don't worry about all that Dino Crisis shit, right? Okay. I'll get to that Dino Crisis shit in a minute. I mean, it's not like they're not on GOG after many years. Still might need to use the rebirth patch, though. But alright, so yeah, here is the long and short of it. I like the one, I guess that might be Melody, because they're talking to Aria. Aria, she's drunk, she's like, oh man, I had a hell of a bender. Man, I shouldn't have drank all that shit. But the other one, I don't know, maybe she looks like she's kind of drugged out or stoned. Like, there's none of these robots that actually look like they should. But I think it's only a matter of time before they get there. And at least, I'll say one thing about Realbotix. At least they didn't make a blunder and actually have it start fucking walking. Because when it started walking and fell over, that would have been it. Or maybe the walk would be like she's, you know, got a shit real bad. Sometimes they walk like that. So they really need to get this shit fixed so that it looks as human as possible, because that's what they're going for. These might be what we get, folks. I mean, I've seen what China's doing, but I haven't seen much from, what was it, EX Robotix? EX Robotix, they're not doing a whole lot. They had to get cosplayers to pretend to be robots. Yeah, that's not a good sign. At least Realbotix is coming a little bit further than them, as in the girls are actually walking around and shit. Well, they're not walking around, but they're moving around. You know, they don't have cosplayers walking around. Look at me, I'm a robot. No, you're fucking not. You're a real person pretending to be a robot. Don't fucking play with me. So, alright, guys, I don't know how I feel about this yet. It's a little more than I thought it was when I looked at some of the other robots, especially that face. It was getting better, you know? It wasn't as plastic. I mean, it's still Uncanny Valley, but, you know, we're used to a lot of the Uncanny Valley girls, and if you like a lot of the AVNs that we play, that's probably what a lot of these robots are going to look like. Like, I'm sorry, it's not going to be as realistic as that guy there, but they're trying. They're very, very, very hard trying to get this shit to look like that guy there, instead of like the woman, the robot woman, the fembot. Can I use fembot? I think I can use fembot. Take that off. I mean, it's got some work, okay? It definitely is uncanny. Let's go look at her again. I mean, not bad. Again, I'm not necessarily hating this. She does look depressed. Really depressed. Man, she looks like this depressed hooker I saw. Like, okay, so you may be right about that. She does totally look like a depressed hooker. Maybe it's just a sign of the future. These guys just aren't even interested anymore, man. You got any of that cyber heroin? I don't know, guys. I really don't know what the future is going to be like for this technology. But we've got another article about it as well. I believe it's from the Daily Mail. I'll have to search my tabs. And we do have a completely different robotics related article to discuss. Alright, so let's see here. I gotta go through here. We don't need that. There. Well, that was this one. Futurism. Company says its sexy robot companions no longer have genitals and are not meant for sex. This is very important. A life-size robot dubbed Aria drew plenty of attention on the show floor this year's Consumer Electronics Show in Vegas. She's as tall as a human, can speak with an AI-enabled voice, and move her head in an unsettlingly jerky fashion. Andrew Kigwell, the CEO of Railbotics, told reporters at the convention that she was designed to interact with other humans, greeting guests at a theme park or acting as a concierge at a hospital. And we already talked about that, but something about Aria's sexualized appearance had plenty of users on social media wondering, why does she remind us so much of a sex doll? As it turns out, there's a very good reason. Her predecessors were sex dolls. An examination of the company's past reveals twists and turns ranging from a California-based factory producing silicone sex dolls to years-long effort to rebrand them into companions to combat a loneliness epidemic. Well, maybe these are the droids you're looking for, but they're not the droids you're looking for yet. Like, they're not there yet. Maybe someday, but not right now. But Realbotix assured us that Aria's job definitely isn't to have sex with humans. Well, I mean, what am I going to do? Play cards with it? Uno, bitch! Realbotix no longer produces sex products, a spokesperson told Futurism in an email. She doesn't have genitalia, she's not anatomically correct and has a hard shell body, and she's not meant for sex. Well, I'll be damned. You can watch this. Oh, here's Kigwell. Okay, so this isn't Matt McMullen. They got rid of him and got somebody else in, apparently. Okay, so what the hell is he talking about here? We got to listen to this, too. Thankfully, we don't have to go on X to watch it right now, but let's see what he's saying here.
It's highly realistic. This is Aria, so this is our flagship humanoid AI-powered robot. She's highly realistic. She has her own social media, so she might be competing with you one day. What makes her really special is that she can talk to and ask questions, so maybe we can have her introduce herself and say something.
Hello. I'm Aria, the flagship female companion robot of Realbotix.
What's the purpose of this?
Some of our peers in the robotic space make robots to replace human labor. We think that's a great area, but we think there's a much bigger area in having social robots. So, for example, at a convention like this, we can draw a crowd very easily. Aria's been a little bit of a rock star here, people taking pictures and coming over. So she can promote your brand. The AI is all customizable, so she can learn all about you and your brand, and she can continue to communicate to people.
I mean, they'll get better.
Amongst adolescents and seniors on loneliness. So she can be programmed to know you and learn.
Adolescents? Okay. Like, aside from some very rich fucking YouTubers, what kind of adolescent has $150,000? $175,000? That's a lot of money for an adolescent to be carrying around. These damn teenagers be fucking loaded. But you know what? Some of them might be. Some of them very well might be loaded. So maybe that's it. I couldn't get a girl, so I fucking bought one. Well, hey, you know, that's the future. That's the future. I predicted this, you know, with my little crystal ball back in 2018. There's gonna be robots, guys. You'll see. Well, there's the robot. There's your neon pill. But it's not there yet. It's not Grimlord approved yet. You gotta give it some time. I promise. Do not buy that thing right now. Wait a couple of versions. And then you'll be like, holy shit, Grim, this is it. This is the way to go. I don't need no one. I'll just have this one. And then, you know what? I decided I'd get another one. And now I've got an entire army, and we're going to take over Mexico. Good luck with that.
Bond with you that feels like a genuine human connection.
They can clean the houses?
No. We don't have the ability to clean the house. They don't do physical labor, but they're more there to converse with you. It's companionship.
I'm going to need it to clean.
So we have built that into our AI as well.
Okay, so buddy, I'm going to need it to clean. Okay? It's really nice when a woman can cook and clean and, you know, make things look nice, right? Women are really good at that. If they always say, oh, you need a woman around to keep things tidy. And I'm not saying that women generally do that. There's some women that live in absolute squalor. I've seen it. I don't mean like poor conditions, but I mean like a pigsty. Just holy shit. And I've got a lot of clutter around here. We have food, but all the food is it's packed up, you know. We don't have like, you know, plates and all that kind of thing. I try to keep it, you know, free of debris as much as I possibly can around here. But we've got a lot of clutter. You know, I need more storage for the things that I have stored. You know, I've just got so much clutter around here. And a woman might be like, well, you need to, I'll do this and clean this up and this gets thrown away. Hold on. Nope. No, we're not throwing that away. That's not going to happen. Anyway, yeah. It would be nice to have, oh, I cleaned this and I took care of that and the bathroom is clean and, oh, that's wonderful and look how it sparkles. You could write your name in it. See, that is why I bought this wonderful robot here. She cooks, she cleans, she's got a pleasant smile, and she's fun to talk to. My God, if she gave me a blowjob, it'd be perfect. Right there. Sign on the dotted line. But, it's not there yet. How do we get this to do all the things? China, your move. Because, look, Mr. Kigwell, all due respect, I don't want a robot to just talk to, okay? Like, I can get an AI chatbot right fucking now, and a lot of you guys will attest to this, that I can talk to as much as I feel like, right? I can talk to from sunup to sundown. I don't need that to talk to. I need it to do all the things. That doesn't do but one of the things. I mean, and it's not even one of the most useful things. As Phil from the Dollhouse said, he would rather them not talk at all. You know, so he literally made this robot to talk. Now, I'm sure there might be an old man somewhere, but that old man isn't going to want a robot. He's going to want a hooker. He's going to want a working girl to talk to him. Remember, I talked to a lot of sex workers in the past, and they told me that most of what they did was talk to old men for money. They didn't suck a dick or anything like that. They talked to the old men, and the old men paid them. It was like an old doctor or something, right? And he had plenty of money. And she'd just sit down and eat with him and talk with him. And that's all he wanted was her companionship. I think that the old doctor would probably prefer the real woman until that robot can do some pretty awesome fucking things. Because, you know, we have lots of pills and things now for things that give men trouble. And, of course, there's supplements now that men can take, like cordyceps, that really, really give you that edge in the bedroom. So, if you want a robot to do that, you know, yeah, it'll be there for you. This one won't do it, though. This one, just going to stand there and talk to you. I don't want that. That's not what a lot of guys need. And Kigwell needs to rethink his approach. Come on, man. This is not a good thing. He's probably about my age, all right? I'm looking at the guy. His hair and my hair are about the same. And he's graying and I'm graying. Mate, we can do better than this. I swear to God. You can make it cook. You can make it clean. You can make it do a lot of things. There's a movie called Subservience. Think about all the good, awesome things that she does. Those things are what we want in a robot. Okay, maybe not so much the bad things, but the good things. And you can watch the movie and be like, oh, she does this, she does childcare, she does cooking. Who cares? It's not as good as mom's. Fuck you, little kid. That's why I don't want kids. Because, but mom's lasagna is better. Well, go dig her up then, sweetie. I'm sorry. Look, we've got to be real here. Subservience. Megan Fox's robot would have been great for a bachelor guy, or maybe just a single father. You know, single dad. He's like, hey, I got this kid. I'm sorry. It's not going to be like your mom's. But this is what we got, kiddo. You got to deal with it. Your mother, she didn't want nothing to do with you. She's a crack whore living off the street. If you think she's going to cook for you, well, she's the only thing she's going to cook for you is meth. That's it. That's all she's going to do. She's going to cook you meth. So this little robot here, she's going to cook fine cuisine. It might not be the best. It might not be like, you know, you remember from Grandma. But it's going to be good. And we're going to eat it. And we're going to be thankful that we're eating it. Because the neighbors, they haven't got a robot that makes food for them, do they? See? There. Father knows best. But yeah, guys. Like, until it can cook and clean and suck my dick and everything else that it needs to do, this ain't gonna work. This is like, we made this beautiful robot to stand there and talk to you because you might be lonely. Yeah, but I'm also not an idiot. That's one thing I'm not. And I wasn't born yesterday. In fact, I was born 40 fucking years ago, and you can't fool me with that. I think I've about had it with these companies and their fucking robots. You had EX Robotics. Oh man, these beautiful waifu looking girls. But we gotta hire cosplayers because apparently our robots can't walk and move and do all the things. Okay, okay. Fine, China. America, what have you got? Well, Graham, we've got the robots that kind of, you know, talk and move. But they're not gonna do anything. They're just gonna be like, hey, welcome to our theme park. You can see the biggest idiot right here that paid for me. No, I'm sorry. America, you're not fucking cutting it either. Who else has robots? Like, I don't know, Europe? Russia? Japan? Are you doing anything, Japan? Look, I've seen the little robot waifu, like, what are they? Cat girl maids? That's okay. At least somebody's trying. At least it kind of does the thing, right? I mean, they'll have to cook and clean and do laundry and, I don't know, things that a guy would get a wife for, right?
Or you can do what the trans say. Just wait, Grim. We're going to get rid of all the pornography. And all the OnlyFans, and all them girls are going to settle right down and be good old housewives again. You'll see, Grim, we're going to get rid of all of it. They'll be reciting the Bible and cleaning your bathroom at the same time. It'll be like 1950 all over again. You'll have a woman to hand you your pipe and your slippers. Yeah, sure. And I'm the King of England. I bet he doesn't even get his pipe in his slippers. Ah, what a fucking mess we've got here, folks. This is not what I was talking about when I said robot waifu. It's like, sir, do you understand your market? I know I'm supposed to play some happy little music, but it would probably turn to horror by now, because I'm in horror of the ridiculousness that I am seeing. But let's move on. Greatly move on, before I bust a gasket. Okay. Virginia Nurse. We'll talk all about that Saturday. We're not going to talk about that. Yes, that man raped a cow. We'll talk about him later. Let's see. Spiders sleeping.
Bonnie Blue, explaining calculus. She's in love. We'll talk about that. Allison said no. That seems to be about it. That's it on robots. Well, we might have a couple more things. Okay, so same thing with interesting engineering here. This just fucking happened, and I know you guys want me to talk about it. So on the robot show, let's play the happy music, even though I'm not happy about this. Ooh, that's a little loud. We're going to have to turn that down just a little bit. Can't hear myself rant. Okay, so humanoid robot punched, pinned down in a humiliating webcast sparks outrage. Kai Cenat and his friends kick and push a $70,000 robot, causing it to stumble, fall, and attempt to flee before being pinned down. A viral, we will watch it. A viral live stream featuring a $70,000 humanoid robot has sparked debate over human behavior towards machines. In the stream, influencer Kai Cenat and two others are seen mishandling a Unitree G1 humanoid while attempting to assemble it. The footage taken from Cenat's latest broadcast has drawn criticism, raising ethical concerns about the treatment of advanced robotics. While artificial intelligence AI lacks emotions, the incident highlights broader questions about how humans interact with machines as they become more lifelike and integrated into daily life. Okay, so we're going to fast forward the shit out of this. Playback speed fast. Alright, so they're pulling it out. He's doing his little stream. Robot shop. Weird. Weird, it's just called robot shop. So he buys the Unitree Ultimate Robot. He gets the thing. Comes in a weird box. Again, he's only doing this because the PR people are telling him to. But I don't think they told him. Oh my god, hold up. Hold on, you have to assemble it? Like piece by piece? I gotta say one thing, man. Like, yeah, I can understand its kind of frustration there, because this is a whole ass robot that you have to build yourself. It's not exactly easy for people to build a robot. So anyway, he's trying to pull this out. This is okay, so he got the robot out. What happens now? It's obviously not that heavy. Okay. I mean, he is trying to legit assemble it. He's trying to assemble it. They're trying to build it. I mean, they're trying to build the damn thing. They were kind of okay. Well, I kind of want to see if they're saying I was here, walk the robot. You can't really do too much. Let's see. Wow. Well, at first, you know, they're playing with it. Shaking its hand and shit. It's very confused. It waves. It's remote controlled, so... Oh. Not cool. No kick, please. People are kind of upset. Bully, really? I knew it, really? People are not upset. Assholes. Bullying. Bully the fuck out of that bitch-ass bot. 70k in the trash. Far to kick his ass. Well, people are telling him, you know, and they are paying. I'm finna kick y'all. Really, dude? Oh, that's sad. Leave him alone. He's gonna crash out. It's broken. This is how the he's just folding. So they get it back up. Well, he is controlling it. It can't do a lot for 70,000. I mean, they are messing around with it. There is some, I guess you could say, abuse, but they are playing with it. They're not necessarily beating the shit out of it yet. I haven't seen that yet. Now they are starting to mess with it. Stop. Fight back. Damn. Of course, people are laughing. Does it talk? Give it a voice. Whoa, somebody had a whole ass paragraph. Watch tutorial. College dropouts, health insurance. Like I said, I'm watching this whole thing just so we could see. They're putting a shirt on it. It's kind of weird. Now, I can see where... Stop doing that. He gonna kill, leave Abdul alone. Nah, the fuck up, leave bro alone, actually stop. You're doing too much. That's pretty much all they got. The viral video, which depicts Annette and two other streamers, Agent and Phantom, abusing the humanoid robot during a broadcast, has generated discussion on social media. The three of them first tried to teach the robot simple commands like walking, but their behavior soon became more aggressive. The robot stumbled in the video after being kicked behind by one of Sinad's buddies and then by Sinad himself. They pushed it around, eventually causing it to collapse again, even though they assisted it in standing up. The humanoid was once pushed into a stack of crates. Later, it tried to flee in the direction of a door, but one of the group members caught it and pinned it down. Many viewers have compared the video to the beginning of a robot rebellion, and the video has been extensively shared on X and other platforms. The incident highlights moral concerns about how people should behave around sophisticated robots, even though it is still up for dispute. It says, Kai Sinat's $70,000 AI humanoid robot just tried running away from the Amp House because it kept getting bullied and by Kai, Agent, and Phantom. The clip was later reposted on X by gamer and journalist Miles Chong, who captioned it, "Abusing robots seems so wrong. If this thing is AI built in, it's going to remember the trauma." Yeah, okay, so I was having a discussion with some robotics engineers a long time ago, and they were discussing, should we make robots feel pain? I was one of the people that said, no, do not make robots feel pain. Because if you make them feel pain, then they're going to, yes, have trauma, and that could extend into anger and rage and all kinds of other things. We don't need that. The video has since accumulated over 100,000 views, drawing widespread criticism. Many viewers condemn the streamer's actions, calling them unethical, and raising concerns about the treatment of advanced robots. During his Mafiathon 2 event in November, he showcased a $24,000 robot assistant at his $55 million mansion. The Eve humanoid from 1X Technologies handled chores, security, and entertainment, adding to the lavish 30-day event aimed at breaking subscriber records and raising funds for schools in Nigeria, set in his expansive 14-bedroom estate. Advanced humanoid robot. The G1 EDU Ultimate CU5 humanoid robot, recently purchased by Kai for $70,000, has drawn attention for its advanced features and hefty price tag. Manufactured by Unitree, this model is among the most expensive in the G1 series, surpassing the 16,000 base version with customized additional capabilities. Weighing 77 pounds, the G1 EDU is designed for dynamic environments, including sports and research applications. It has 41 degrees of freedom, fully articulated limbs, and sophisticated five-fingered hands that can manipulate objects precisely. Its high-speed synchronous motors and industrial-grade cross-roller bearings offer durability and accuracy, and each arm can support about 6 pounds, 3 kilograms, and the knee joint can generate up to 120 Nm of torque. A manual remote control operates the G1 EDU, but it may eventually be able to operate autonomously thanks to future over-the-air upgrades. It has a speaker and a 4-microphone array, which could enable speech interaction when combined with ChatGPT or other AI models. The robot runs on a $900 mAh lithium battery for about 2 hours, and its processing capability may be increased with an optional NVIDIA Jet Orin module. The G1 EDU has a depth camera and 3D LiDAR for sensing and navigation, which guarantees accurate environmental interaction. Its Bluetooth 5.2 and Wi-Fi 6 provide smooth connectivity. The robot is highly configurable since Unitree provides comprehensive technical assistance and is designed for secondary development. Recent developments in the G1 series have added whole body movement, running, and even football playing skills. However, its current usefulness is still restricted. Regarding the incident in question, while the AI lacks emotions, development has sparked debate over human responsibility interacting with increasingly lifelike machines. Okay, so To Kai's credit, it doesn't actually have any emotions or AI yet, so it's not feeling anything, and it was probably just trying to move out of the way because, you know, it has a camera, and of course the camera was detecting something that was pushing it, right? So it was trying to get out of the way of the thing that was pushing it. I think that's what was happening here. It doesn't have an AI, and it says it right here, guys. It says it lacks emotions. Like, the AI doesn't have any form of emotion, yet they're working on that extensively. The AI that Realbotix is working will have emotions. It's programmed to have emotions, to be a social robot. If you touch it wrongly, it will respond to that. Like, there will be problems there. You will actually cause some trauma for that machine. And that is where we have to really start talking about this. Because, yes, we do have to kind of, you know, bring some attention when we have humanoid robots that are able to experience emotion. And I hate to say it, but yeah, that's going to be an issue. We can't just fucking beat the shit out of robots that can actually feel it, because that's going to be a problem. It's going to be a problem. Like, there's a lot of anime that particularly talks about this, particularly the Animatrix. One person actually posted that in the X video to the Kai Cenat scene, which I just saw a brief snippet of before, but now I saw the entire video. So they posted that, where the humans were beating up on the robot, and the robot decided, fuck this, I'm going to join with my other robots and fight against humanity, because humanity aren't treating me fairly. Yeah, that can happen. So, you better have, you know, you want to have people that are, you know, good to robots. There's always going to be bad people to robots. I've already seen them brewing up in comment sections. So, they're going to exist. You will have anti-robot people. They are absolutely 100% going to exist. So, if your robot and your robot that has feelings and emotions and things gets abused, you absolutely can sue the fuck out of somebody, and there will be cases over this. Because people that have robots, they'll have money. And they're going to be, hey, I've hired a lawyer, and we're going to get this drafted into court, and your ass is going to be sued for harming my robot. Like, what? It's not a machine. It's not a real person, though. It's just a machine. Okay, yeah, until the lawyer can prove with all his money that it has an AI and you damaged the AI. You're like, oh, fuck. Guess I can't do that no more. I guess you can. You'll get sued into fucking oblivion. Because, again, the richest people will be able to buy these. And rich people that want emotional companionship will buy those and walk around with them and use them. And, hey, when they get beat up and hurt and they start responding and the owners start responding, we're going to have problems. We're going to have real fucking problems. There's probably going to be a robot bill of rights, and I know you guys don't want to give robots rights. We're going to have to, because unfortunately people are going to act like this, and there's really not a whole hell of a lot we can do about it. But that means robots a vote. I don't know. Look, guys, I don't know. I think it depends on your robot. I mean, I think your robot will still be devoted. Like a lot of people say, well, I don't want my robot to go after the Tesla. Yeah, I got it. Tesla, you know, he's a big, strong robot. You don't want her running after him. It'll be like her again! Yeah, I know. I know. We'll have one AI leave for the other AI. We don't want that. So basically what we're going to have to do is we're going to have a system where, of course, your robot is... Like, I still think you should have some control over your personal robot. Like, within reason. Like, you should have control over the AI that you use for your robot. Like, if I want my robot to be devoted to me and protect me, that's something that I should have, you know, full autonomy over. I should have the ability to make my robot be my robot, right? It's my robot. So, that being said, I should also be responsible for it. Like, if somebody decides to beat my robot, I should be able to sue the shit out of them, and my robot should be able to file a complaint. You know, hey, you hurt my robot, right? So, she doesn't like that very much, and she's going to sue the shit out of you, and I'm going to be a very rich man. Like, I'm one of those guys that will do it, literally. Like, I'm one of these guys that'll sue for fucking... false advertising. You know, when they say, oh, this has been tested by doctors or plumbers or Are you sure? Like, can you give me some studies and research that prove what you're saying here on the package? Can I get the doctor's name, his address? I want to talk to the doctor about this. And they're like, just take the money. Fine, I will. Like, I'd be the worst motherfucker if I could just start suing the shit out of companies. It's like, it wasn't really like a real doctor. We just put that on the package. Oh, man. What about the 10th dentist? Why didn't he like it? You know, that's a 9 out of 10 dentist. Well, what's up with the 10th dentist? Who is the fucking dentist? Can I talk to these dentists? Stephen King made a real fucking good point about this shit a long time ago before he got stupid political. He was saying, you know, they say a 9 out of 10 dentist. They say this 5 out of 6 people. Who are these people? Can I talk to these people? I want to talk to these fucking people. I literally want to talk to them. I want their email addresses. I want their phone numbers. I want to call them and fucking talk to them. And that's a very valid damn point. If you're going to put so-and-so recommends, I want to talk to so-and-so. I want their word of fucking mouth that they recommend this shit. Exactly. I want them to tell me why they recommend this. It's like, how'd you get my number? Because I asked for it. Right to know. Isn't there like a right to know law? Should be. Should be a right to know law. Let me see. Let me check that real quick. About the right to know law. It's a Pennsylvania law. Designed to increase transparency in government operations and provide public access to records from Commonwealth agencies, local agencies, courts, and legislative agencies. So this is basically government. It doesn't work for corporations. We should expand that to corporations. I really think that would be a good idea. Have a right to know when it comes to corporations. If you put something on the package, we should be able to know exactly what those people are. Like, they should endorse the product. I mean, it would be good. I am John... Well, let's see. I am John Doe, and I recommend this toothpaste. I have been a dentist for 40 years. I've been... And they're like, okay, well, let me call Mr. John Doe. And they're like, John Doe's office? Who is this? And it's like, yes, sir, I want to know about your claim on this toothpaste. You said you've been a dentist for about 40 years now. And I want to know, is this really a good toothpaste? And I don't want some corporate spiel. I want to know from your 40 years of dental history if this is a toothpaste that is going to be right for my teeth. Especially as I'm getting a little older, I want a good toothpaste because I want my teeth to last as long as they can. I don't want to have to get dentures, you know, right away. I haven't had any problems with my teeth. I haven't even had to get all my wisdom teeth taken out. It's a true story. I really take good care of my teeth. And I just want to know, is this what you would consider being a great toothpaste for my teeth? So I can keep them lasting as long as possible. It's a very good question, right? That's what I think we should be able to have. I think we should have the freedom to call these people and verify their claims. I don't think there's any problem with that. Or email them. Email them. Message them. You know, there's a lot of different ways. Put them on, FaceTime, right? Hey, doctor. Sorry to bother you here. I know you're very busy. I mean, I know doctors would be up at all hours of the night because people would want to know. I want to know about this claim. I mean, you'd have an old woman. This denture paste, is you think it's a really good buy for my teeth? Yeah, we would have problems with that. But it's a good idea in practice, I guess. But alright, guys, that's pretty much all I had to talk about as far as the robot show goes. So, Now stay tuned for more AVN goodness, because we've got, what is it? Tragedy of Medusa, probably the finale, coming at you. All right, guys, I'm out. I'll see you next time on the Grim Rants Show. Or the Grim Articles, or whatever the hell we're doing. I'm out.